President Obama was in New Orleans yesterday. That's the first time he's visited the city since he was elected as president. He was only there for about 4 hours, and that drew criticism from some people. But he was still a bigger hit than the Louisiana governor.
I want to thank the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, who's here. No, I like Bobby's doing a good job. Hey, hold on a second.
Yikes.
Bobby, if it makes... Hold on. Bobby, first of all, if it makes you feel any better, I get that all the time.
That's President Obama cracking jokes for about 1,500 New Orleanians. Oddly enough, lots of people there had questions, but they didn't ask questions mostly about their own city. They were mostly talking about national issues. So to give us a wrap-up of the town hall meeting that President Obama held yesterday, we're talking this morning. We welcome back Bill Barrow, staff reporter for the Times-Picayune. He was at the town hall along with our other guests, Ann Milling, founder of Women of the Storm. That's a nonpartisan post-Katrina advocacy group. And Nolan Rollins, president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater New Orleans. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Celeste.
So, Bill, tell me a little bit about this town hall. What things did President Obama talk about, and were they related to specific issues in New Orleans?
Well, you summed it up pretty well. The president certainly did in his opening remarks address recovery. He talked about many of the things that his administration has done since coming into office. He highlighted particularly a new arbitration process with FEMA that's designed to help speed some of the disputes between local governments and FEMA on reimbursements for rebuilding projects with Katrina. So we can't say he didn't talk about recovery at all, but I must say I was kind of struck, and this is not on the president, it's more an observation about the people who came to the town hall, that given the opportunity to talk to President Obama face-to-face about the recovery, more of the questions seem geared toward just national issues, as if this were a town hall you could have heard in
right.
most any American city.
Yeah, and it wasn't an invited audience, though.
Sure, it was self-selecting. I'm not sure exactly what to take away from that. I would be interested to hear Ann and Nolan's take on whether that means, at least amongst the crowd that was there yesterday, is the recovery going a little better than maybe some people might assume, at least for these folks?
Well, let's ask Ann and Nolan. Ann, your organization, Women of the Storm, you deal with coastal reconstruction problems especially. How come there weren't more questions about the levees and the wetlands outside New Orleans?
I think I was stunned by that. I tried to ask a question. Please know I waved my hand. I did everything to have eye contact with the president, who was positively magnanimous, but he didn't call on me. But I was surprised that that wasn't raised. Not so much maybe coastal restoration, but even the levee situation of the rebuilding and the pumps and things of the controversies that have swirled around New Orleans. So I too was just amazed that nobody mentioned this. I mean, it wasn't on the radar screen.
I should mention here that the 1,500 tickets were given out, and they were given out through an online lottery. So, again, this was not an invited audience. Nolan Rollins, you're president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater New Orleans, and, of course, the president left the town hall and visited a school in the Ninth Ward. Do you feel, as Bill Barrow of the Times-Picayune referred to, do you feel that perhaps people are feeling better about Reconstruction? Is that, and that's why they didn't ask specific questions?
You know, I think I probably took it just a bit differently. I think that New Orleanians and people in the region actually understand the impact that national issues have. So when there were questions about FEMA, it's a national issue, but it's also a how do you get these dollars to the ground. When there are questions about health care and whether or not someone's health care is going to be cut, that's a national issue that actually gets to the ground. So I think that what people had kind of tended to do is what they've heard a lot about now, that's what they zeroed in on. So for me, I'll be frank with you, I wasn't really surprised because that's what the nation has been talking about. But we shouldn't forget that those things impact us just as much as they impact everyone else. And that isn't to say that I think that people believe that things are absolutely where they need to be or we are light years ahead of where we were. But I think that people had in their mind that what's happening nationally does, in fact, have an impact, and we want to talk about these issues and how they actually affect the individuals on the ground.
So, Nolan, there was actually a moment that you particularly liked in the town hall was when a fourth grader stepped up and asked the president why so many people seem to be hating him right now, and here was his answer.
I think they're worried about their own lives. You know, a lot of people are losing their jobs right now. A lot of people are losing their health care, or they've lost their homes to foreclosure. And they're feeling frustrated. And when you're president of the United States, you got to deal with all of that.
How did this go over? How did the audience receive him?
You know,
I think, I would say.
Yeah, I think they received him well, and I think I would say for us that, you know, I have a 5-year-old son, and it just made me remember that our children are watching. They really are.
Hmm. Ann Milling, you know, I have a question for you. You know, we've had on this program a lot of people who say that because of the storm and because New Orleans started from a place so far beyond below where the rest of the economy is, that there's been some growth in New Orleans, that there's been economic vibrance in that community. And I'm wondering if that's what we're seeing here, that New Orleans is actually a little bit ahead of the game compared to the rest of the country in terms of recovery.
Well, you're quite right. I think Katrina was our Great Recession, and I really believe that, you know, it's shielded us from a lot of the ills that the rest of the country is having. Our unemployment is not as high. We have construction jobs. We have, you know, don't misunderstand me. We're hurting in many segments. But on the whole, we're weathering the storm so much better because we had a previous storm.
Okay, Bill Barrow is staff reporter for the Times-Picayune. Were there any specifics coming out of the president that we have not heard before dealing with the recovery efforts in New Orleans or reconstruction of the coast?
The president himself did not get that specific, and I think that's kind of normal. There were some talking to some folks afterwards. That was an observation. They said, you know, he seemed to be talking from 10,000 feet. But he also brought with him 3 cabinet members and his top environmental advisor, and that's the level where you start to get more details. Sean Donovan, the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, helped local officials break ground on a new housing development yesterday. Janet Napolitano talked with Coast Guard folks and checked on some of those issues, and they seem very close through FEMA to announcing a major settlement for rebuilding schools.
Well, this conversation is going to continue for us online. We're talking with Bill Barrow, staff reporter for the Times-Picayune, Ann Milling of the group Women of the Storm, and Nolan Rollins of the Urban League of Greater New Orleans.